Akashwani presents Morning News. Good morning, I am Nishit Kumar. The headlines. Election for Vice President to take place at Parliament House complex today. Counting of votes to be taken up at 6 this evening. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to visit Himachal Pradesh and Punjab today to assess flood situation and review relief and rehabilitation efforts. Mauritius Prime Minister Naveen Chandra Ram Gulam to be on an 8-day visit to India beginning today. Nepal government lifts ban on social media after violent protests that left 19 people dead and over 300 others injured. India win bronze medal at the CAFA Nations Cup football after beating Oman on penalties. And in cricket, 17th Asia Cup to begin today with Afghanistan taking on Hong Kong in the opening match in Abu Dhabi. And now the news in detail. The election of the post of Vice President will be held today. NDA nominee and Maharashtra Governor C.P. Radhakrishnan will face Indy Bloc's nominee and former Supreme Court Judge B. Sudarshan Reddy in this election. We have a report.
The Vice President is elected by an electoral college consisting of members of both Houses of Parliament. The election of the Vice President is held by the system of proportional representation by means of the single transferable vote. The voting in this election is held by a secret ballot. Members of the electoral college can vote according to their choice or wish and are not bound by any party whip. The value of every vote cast in the Vice Presidential election has the same value. The electorate for the Vice Presidential election this time is 781 and the majority mark is 391. The voting will begin at 10 a.m. and will continue till 5 p.m. Counting of votes will be held after 6 p.m. onwards. With Anand Kumar, Anupam Mishra, Akashwani News, Delhi.
The election is necessitated due to the resignation of Jagdeep Dhankar in July this year. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the candidature of C.P. Radhakrishnan has generated immense enthusiasm across the country. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that the people believe that Mr. Radhakrishnan will be an excellent vice president who will enrich the office with his wisdom and insights. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Himachal Pradesh and Punjab today to assess the flood situation and review relief and rehabilitation efforts in both the states. Prime Minister will reach Dharamshala in Kangra district of Himachal Pradesh this afternoon. In Dharamshala, Mr. Modi will chair a high-level review meeting with state authorities and interact with local residents affected by the disaster. He will also meet personnel from the NDRF, State Disaster Response Force SDRF, and Apada Mitra teams working on the ground. Mr. Modi will also undertake an aerial survey of the flood and landslide hit areas of Himachal Pradesh. We have more from our correspondent.
All preparations have been completed for Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit to Himachal and tight security arrangements have been put in place in Dharamshala and its adjoining areas. At Gagal Airport, Chief Minister Sukhvinder Singh Sukhu, Leader of Opposition Jairam Thakur and members of the Cabinet will be present to welcome the Prime Minister. During his visit, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will also hold a review meeting with the state government in Dharamshala regarding the damage caused by the disaster in Himachal. Chief Minister said that in this meeting with the Prime Minister, the state government will present a detailed presentation on the disaster so that Himachal can receive a relief package. Ritesh Kapoor, Akashwani News, Shimla.
After Himachal Pradesh, the Prime Minister will conduct an aerial survey of the flood-affected areas of Punjab. Mr. Modi will reach Gurdaspur and hold discussions with senior officials and chair a review meeting on the ground situation. The Prime Minister's direct review is aimed at closely monitoring relief and rehabilitation efforts to support the people of the two states during this difficult time. Our correspondent has filed this report on the flood situation in Punjab.
With the never-say-die spirit, Punjab is inching back to normalcy after facing severest floods in decades. The situation is continuing to impact several districts with fresh updates indicating an increase in both human and crop losses. It has affected over 3.87 lakh people in 15 districts with a crop loss reaching to 1.84 lakh hectares. More than 23,000 have been evacuated. At the same time, 51 have also lost their lives too, maximum in Amritsar, Pathankot, Hoshiarpur and Barnala. As the relief and rescue operations have been intensified, Rajesh Bali, Akashwani News, Jalandhar.
In Uttar Pradesh, flood situation continues to remain grim in districts like Prayagraj, Agra and Mathura. Our correspondent reports that Mathura is the worst hit region from the water of Yamuna, where many residential areas are submerged in water. Schools and colleges continue to remain closed as per the order of district administration. At least 5,000 people in Mathura have taken shelter in relief camps. The road to famous Banke Bihari temple is completely submerged in water. In Agra also, water of Yamuna entered into the premises of Taj Mahal and flooded other low-lying areas. On the other hand, Prayagraj district is also reeling under the flood fury as waters of both Ganga and Yamuna have flooded many parts of the city. On this Independence Day, from the ramparts of Red Fort, Prime Minister Narendra Modi announced the next generation of GST reforms by Diwali. The Prime Minister's vision of creating a more efficient and citizen-friendly economy was realized as the GST Council on the 3rd of September approved rate rationalization with a focus on the common man. The Council has simplified the indirect tax system into a two-tier structure of 5% and 18% from a four-tier structure of 5%, 12%, 18% and 28%. These reforms have reduced tax rates in many sectors, easing the life of citizens. Today, we look at the reforms undertaken from the cosmetics sector. Our correspondent reports that the GST reforms have been carried out with a focus on the common man and will come into effect from the 22nd of this month.
The GST on several cosmetic products has been brought down from 18% to 5%, making essential products such as hair oil, shampoo, shaving cream, shaving lotions, toothpaste, talcum powder and face powder cheaper. The council has also lowered the rate on tooth powder from 12% to 5%. These changes are expected to make cosmetics more accessible and affordable for people. Talking to the Akashwani News, consumers have welcomed the new GST reforms, saying that the reduction in taxes will provide much needed relief.
मैं कॉलेज स्टूडेंट हूँ और मैं घर से बाहर रह रही हूँ तो हमारी एक फिक्स पॉकेट मनी होती है जिसमें हमें बहुत सारी चीजें लेनी होती है हमारा एसेंशियल आइटम जैसे शैम्पू फेस पाउडर टैल्कम पाउडर और मेकअप प्रोडक्ट्स वगैरह भी लेने पड़ते हैं तो हमारा बहुत सारा खर्चा हो जाता है जीएसटी ड्रॉप होने से हमें बहुत फायदा हुआ है जिससे हमारी पॉकेट मनी बचेगी
द मूव विल ऑल्सो गिव अ स्ट्रॉन्ग पुश टू इंडियाज कॉस्मेटिक सेक्टर एंड प्रोवाइड मीनिंगफुल रिलीफ टू हाउसहोल्ड पर्टिकुलरली फॉर लो एंड middle income families with Rohan Samarth for Akashwani News Delhi.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website newsonair.gov.in and download the news on AIR app. Welcome back to the morning news. Prime Minister of Mauritius, Dr. Naveen Chandra Ramgulam, and his spouse, Veena Ramgulam, will be on an eight-day visit to India beginning today. This will be the first overseas bilateral visit of Prime Minister Ramgulam to India in his present term. Prime Minister Ramgulam had earlier visited India in May 2014 to attend the swearing-in ceremony of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. During his visit to India, Prime Minister Ramgulam will call on President Draupadi Murmu and hold discussions with Prime Minister Modi to further enhance strategic partnership. Nepal government has withdrawn its earlier decision to ban social media sites after violent protests by youths that left at least 19 people dead and over 300 injured. 3 days ago, the Nepal government had ordered to ban 26 social media sites, including Facebook and X, over their failure to register with the Nepal government. The demonstration turned violent yesterday when some protesters entered the parliament complex, prompting police to use water cannons, tear gas and live rounds to disperse the crowds. We now go over live to our Kathmandu correspondent Shweta Singh for the details. Shweta, what latest update you have on the situation unfolding in Nepal?
Nishit, you see, the government of Nepal has lifted the ban on social media after Gen Z protests turned violent, killing 19 and injuring 347 people. An emergency cabinet meeting was held on Monday that decided to unblock social media. Minister for Information and Communication Technology Prithvi Subbagurung informed us that social media platforms have been operational since the decision was made by the Council of Ministers. However, Minister Gurung emphasized that the government has not regretted the decision to shut down social media platforms. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli promised to form an investigation committee to scrutinize the deadly incident that happened during the protest. He said that the family of deceased will be provided relief and free treatment of injured will be done. The government finally backed down from the decision after facing strong opposition and pressure from the ruling party. Back to you, Nishit.
Thank you, Shweta, for that update. Uttar Pradesh government will investigate the recognition and admission process of the courses run by all universities, colleges and educational institutions in the state. As per Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath's orders, every divisional commissioner will constitute a special investigation team in the respective divisions. Each team will include a senior administrative officer, a police department officer and an officer from the education department, and the committee will file its report in 15 days. The BJP has announced 22 office bearers for its Telangana unit. The party has appointed 8 vice presidents, 3 general secretaries, 8 secretaries and others. BJP state president N. Ramachandra Rao announced the list of office bearers last evening following the approval from party's national president J.P. Nadda. There are 8 secretaries, a treasurer and a joint treasurer in the new team. N.V. Subhash has been appointed as chief spokesperson. The BJP also announced presidents for 7 morchas. And now moving on to news from the world of sports.
In football, India created history by defeating Oman to finish third in the CAFA Nations Cup 2025 at Hisar Central Stadium in Tajikistan, clinching the bronze medal in style. The match finished 1-1 in regulation time after Udhamsingh Singh scored the equalizer for India. Oman missed their first 2 chances in the penalty shootout and Gurpreet Singh Sandhu saved the final penalty as India won 3-2. This was the first ever victory for India over Oman in an international football match, marking a milestone moment and a historic finish to their campaign. The 17th Asia Cup cricket will begin today with a high-octane clash between Afghanistan and Hong Kong in Abu Dhabi. The match will start at 8 p.m. IST. Team India will begin their exciting campaign against hosts UAE in Dubai tomorrow in a Group A match at the iconic Dubai International Cricket Stadium. And finally, the Hong Kong Open 2025 badminton tournament will begin today. Leading India's charge is none other than 2-time Olympic medalist P.V. Sindhu, who will face European Championships silver medalist Line Christopherson of Denmark. Ishwara Rai Nigam, Sports Desk, Akashwani, Delhi.
The 6th round of foreign office consultations between India and New Zealand was held in New Delhi yesterday. During the meeting, two sides took stock of the full spectrum of bilateral relations covering defence and security, trade and investment, education, agriculture, traditional medicine, climate change, sports and people-to-people linkages. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall over northeast India, including sub-Himalayan West Bengal, today. Met Department also predicted heavy rainfall along with thunderstorms, lightning and gusty winds over Andaman and Nicobar Islands, Bihar, Jharkhand, Kerala, Mahe, Odisha, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal and Telangana. Similar conditions are likely to prevail over Saurashtra, Kutch, Chhattisgarh, West Rajasthan, coastal Andhra Pradesh, East Uttar Pradesh, Madhya Pradesh and Uttarakhand today as well. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Shagun Chopra.
Thank you, Nishit. Accept Aadhaar as identity proof, Supreme Court orders poll panel for Bihar SIR is the top story in all the leading dailies. NDA's Radhakrishnan has edge as MPs elect vice president today is the headline in the Times of India. In Nepal, Gen Z protests, death tolls rises to 19 in Kathmandu is the leading story in the Statesman. At BRICS, Jai Shankar red flags linking of trade measures to non-trade matters, says the Indian Express. Prime Minister urges NDA MPs to hold Swadeshi Melas, according to the Asian Age. Official explore input tax credit fixes for smooth GST transition, headlines Business Standard. And finally, Yamuna water level in the national capital continues to decline, reports Hindustan Times. And with that, it's back to you, Nishit.
Thank you, Shagun. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Election for Vice President to take place at Parliament House complex today, counting of votes to be taken up at 6 this evening. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to visit Himachal Pradesh and Punjab today to assess flood situation and review relief and rehabilitation efforts. Mauritius Prime Minister Naveen Chandra Ram Gulam to be on an 8-day visit to India beginning today. Nepal government lifts ban on social media after violent protests that left 19 people dead and over 300 others injured. India wins bronze medal at CAFA Nations Cup football after beating Oman on penalties. And in cricket, 17th Asia Cup to begin today with Afghanistan taking on Hong Kong in the opening match in Abu Dhabi. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.